Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. I have Jay and Clay here with me, and we don't really have a plan for today.
We're just going to talk and kind of see where it goes.
It's going to go many places, probably.
I know in our conversations we've had with each other recently, we've had some interesting topics come up. So
mainly, it always revolves around dreams for some reason. So anybody got any interesting dreams?
I do.
Okay, I think we've all got one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll start from the left, which would be Clay, for those of you that can't see, which is everybody.
I think regardless of what we talk about each time, we should start each episode with talking about a dream.
I think that's a good idea because, I mean, we are calling our podcast Dreamcast, which is kind of implying that we
talk about dreams.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
So we should just share at least a small dream each time.
All right, Clay, if you want to tell your weird dream, and I will go through my list of dreams that I write down.
Oh, man. Okay.
No pressure.
Well, I'll try to do one that's relatable. So, I don't know. It was like a few nights ago. I dreamed that I was jogging down a road, and it was raining. It was raining pretty hard. And the further I got down the road, the more lightning was striking around me. And kind of the more harsh the weather just got, period. And it was crazy. And I was scared I would get struck by lightning. And, well, as I jogged down the road a little bit further, all of a sudden everything just went white. Like, you could see nothing. And it was for maybe, like, 3 seconds or so. It was for a little bit of time. And then I kind of hear, like, the strike next to me, I think. It's a little bit fuzzy, but I think I heard it. And all I know is lightning strikes next to me, and one little bolt of it leaps over and tags me in the back. And
that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. And it hurt, too. It hurt bad. And it was burning. It was burning a lot. And then I just remember being, at first I was all right. Like, I was walking down the road. I was like, oh, I'll be okay. But then it hurt more and more and more. And then eventually I was fighting for life. I just remember it was very scary, but I thought, I have all this future. I'm not gonna die right here, right now.
Not dying this way.
So I have questions. Is that the end of your dream, or is there more?
There's a little bit more. I think, I had a lot of dreams that night, and I don't know if it was due to the lightning, but I did die later in my dream.
Huh.
But I was at Nina and Papa's. I was at my grandparents, and I was sitting in their kitchen, and I don't know what the cause was, but I just was holding on to life, and then I died. And when I died, I wasn't gone completely. I was there, and I think they were looking at my body or something. and I looked at them, but I guess you could call it like the astro plane. That some people,
like an out of body experience.
An out of body experience. I was there in the living room, and I could see everyone. They just couldn't see me. I could like wave my hands through them. They didn't really know. I did try to go up. Yeah, it was crazy. I tried to go up and hug like some of my grandparents.
How many do you have?
Yeah, I don't know why I said. I tried to go some and hug some of my family. It was my grandpa and maybe my mother. But anyway,
but was this like a in-dream experience, or was it like a, they call it astral projection, where you lift out of your bed and like float around your house? Was it like that, or was this in your dream you were invisible?
In my dream, I was invisible. Yeah, I didn't come up, like, it wasn't like I came out of my body while I was laying in bed. Hmm. It was that I was in my dream, I was in my grandparents' kitchen. And they were all kind of around my body, I think. And I tried to go up and hug them. And I remember just kind of fading. My arms were fading through them.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. Yes, but the back of my arms, like my hand, the back of my arms, my hands could touch their back, I think. And they could kind of feel that because they would twitch and kind of scratch there because they knew something was happening.
That's
something to think about.
It is, but
what movie did you watch before you went to bed? Because you're like dying and getting struck by lightning and stuff.
I have no idea. But then the sad part was, I was like, okay, well, is this heaven?
Oh.
You're
just dead.
Or am I in the waiting room?
Yes, that's what I said. That's what I told Jay when I woke up. Am I just waiting here and I get to see the events play out and see kind of what they do with me? And then I go up to the judgment.
Oh my gosh.
And then it's decided there. And then I thought, well, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm not in the judgment, or maybe judgment's already happened and I have to stay here.
Ooh.
And
that's terrifying.
That'd be terrifying.
And I tell you, I cried very bitterly in that dream.
That's awful,
this
man.
This just taking a terrible
yes.
turn.
Yeah.
But, I thought the lightning sounded pretty cool to get struck by lightning in
yeah,
a dream. But
that
oh.
was a cool part. But no, I woke up though and I was fine. I was like, yay.
I hate those dreams where it's like, it's not only, like I've had nightmares that are supposedly scary, but they're not
yeah.
actually because.
Like it's so unrealistic that you can kind of shrug it off.
Yeah, it's yeah, like this yeah. isn't scary, but the ones that are like, you can feel the fear rising up, it's like, mm-hmm. those are awful.
And
it doesn't even have to be that bad.
Yeah, and for me, it's usually ones that are more realistic, I think.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. random sad things that are not even cool to talk about. It's just like that was sad.
One of the things I think is kind of interesting about this, because strangely enough, the dream I had just the other night that I'm going to tell, it involves pain and dying as well.
Yeah.
Gosh, what is wrong with you?
I don't know, but what I thought was interesting was that Clay, like me too, we both had dreams with pain in it, and
yeah.
I think experts say that having pain and taste in your dreams is kind of rare.
Really? Hmm. It is?
Yeah. But I know for a fact I've tasted eating pancakes in my dream before,
mm-hmm.
and other stuff. Colton, I know you have too.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but I remember tasting something.
I think you were eating your fish or something.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that time I dreamed that I had a betta fish in my mouth, and my mouth was glued shut.
Oh.
That's gross.
I don't know if that's the time you're talking
that's
about, but that's the only
time
I remember
I think that's
eating
what
a
it
fish.
Was, yeah.
Hmm.
I remember, like, once there was a gigantic water snake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was running from it, and I felt it bite my back.
Yeah.
But my whole back just hurt, like, where it grabbed me. But there was no, like, in real life, there was nothing there to hurt my back.
That's something else I want to get into in a minute. A long time ago when I was younger, I remember I was sleeping at our old house. We had a theater room outside, and I would spend the night in there sometimes. And I was sleeping on the floor on a mattress or something, and I remember, in my dream, a weasel was attacking my head. It was like on my scalp, scratching and biting me. It was terrifying. And then I wake up, and it turns out my cat was in the room with me.
yeah.
And it was trying to play while I was asleep, apparently.
Well, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
I've had dreams with pain in it before, but it was from myself. I was biting myself in my dream to try to try to see if I was dreaming. And
wow.
It hurt. And I was like, well, I guess I'm not dreaming. But yeah. I woke up and I was like, I was dreaming.
Exactly. I've done that kind of thing before.
It was like, that was a lie. I don't know how it hurt. Maybe I bit myself in real life. But
yeah, pinching yourself doesn't always work.
Yeah, it's weird.
I did have a theory. Maybe it's, so maybe when you feel that pain in your dream and there's nothing in real life, it's not actual pain receptor pain. It's more, it's mental pain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So like, you know how if I were to put my, that was loud. So if I were to put like a fake hand and you were to trick me and think that
yes.
that's my hand and whack it really hard, you might
flinch.
Kind of feel, yeah, you'd flinch for one,
like,
but you might.
You can feel pain. Like there's
yeah.
a test where they stick this person's hand behind a cover, and then on the other side of the cover, all they can see is a fake hand that looks very realistic, and they sit there and stroke the person's hand with a paintbrush while simultaneously stroking the fake hand, and then after they're done doing that, they randomly grab a hammer and just smash the fake hand.
Yeah.
And the person actually feels pain and fear.
Well, some of them just sit there in shock. Like,
yeah.
They're trying to process, oh my gosh, my hand just got smacked with a hammer.
Well, yeah.
I'm not sure. Do they feel pain, or does it just make them flinch?
I'm pretty sure they actually feel some kind of pain.
Yeah, see, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's weird. I would like to do that experiment. I mean, even though I would know that it was an experiment, I'd still like to do it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not like pain receptors in your hand going off physically. I think it's more like your body knows it should hurt.
Yeah,
so
that's what I think. That was my theory.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
I wonder if it's like from like memory pain or if it's like,
I think it's because it looks so much like a part of your body. They explained it on the show I was watching, but I think it's because it looks so much like an actual part of your body that when they stroke it at the same time they stroke your hand, it kind of connects the two.
It's like a mental link.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you start feeling that thing, or you think you are, even though it's not really part of you.
Yeah, so it might be the same thing in dreams. Like, you're just kind of, if they really do feel pain, it might be the same thing. Your body's just reacting to the pain that isn't really there because it's a dream.
Yeah.
Now, if you really wanted to go really off track, kind of, this doesn't really have anything to do with dreams. I think there are some people that have a condition where if they see someone else have pain, that they actually feel pain themselves.
Oh, like sympathetic pain.
Yeah, that's a real thing. I've heard
the opposite of a psychopath. That's
I've heard that married couples, when the woman's pregnant, the men will feel pain.
Really?
Yeah. Like, yeah, in the areas where they say they're feeling pain, like in their stomach or whatever. Ugh, I've heard that, but... That's, I don't know, strange. How much of it's true. I know there's a lot of rumors about pregnancy and stuff. So.
You're having a boy because you're carrying in the front.
Yeah. not your calf. Your butt.
Yeah. What were we even talking about?
We're talking about
dreams. I was going to tell my dream.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. We were talking about Clay's dream and we got off track. Go ahead.
So I dreamed that I had... We have a bird. Let me back up a little bit. In real life, IRL, we have a cockatoo, and he does not like me at all. He loves my mom. He likes women in general, but he just does not like most men, including me. Could be because I kidnapped him, but that's a story for another time.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a rescue, but long story short, he doesn't like me. He likes my mom. He doesn't like my brother, Clay.
Yeah.
And so I've kind of just learned to deal with it. But in my dream, I had, I think it was the night before last, I had a, not a cockatoo, but a macaw. It was a blue and gold macaw. So, you know, like the pretty blue and yellow ones.
Yeah, like a classic macaw.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I had one of those and it had it in a cage outside and it actually liked me. So I could open the cage up and it would fly to me and I'd feed it. So in my dream, I opened its cage and I was like, come here. And I turned around for some reason and it came from behind and landed on my shoulder. And I hear it and I feel it land. And then all of a sudden, I feel pressure in the side of my neck, like someone's gouging me in a pinch, and my head goes dizzy. I start seeing black, and I pass out in my dream, and it felt so realistic. And I pass out, and when I come to, my mom and I think my Nina, my grandmother's standing there with me, and I was like, how long was I out? And they're like, 5 minutes. I was like, wow, that's the longest I've ever been passed out. I turned to my mom. I'm like, am I going to be okay? And she says, well, honey, probably not.
Man.
Yeah, it was pretty harsh. Savage. So I was like, and that's not the first time she's done that crap in my dreams. She's done it in the past as well.
Your mom in your dreams is just an absolute savage.
Well, I mean, she's a nurse in real life. So in my dreams, I guess I looked. In reality, too, I look to her. If I ever have a problem, I'll go to her and ask her about it. And I believe what she says. I believe her diagnosis.
Hey, Mom, am I going to survive?
Oh, yeah, you're good.
It's usually the answer. But in my dream, that was not the case.
It's like your nightmares are manifesting.
Yeah.
Your nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah, because that's happened before. And like it seems like it's happened a couple of times, but I at least know that it's happened once before that you've told
me.
I'm pretty sure
it's happened more than twice. I'll have some issue in my dream. Like I'll have dreams that I've had panic attacks before. So sometimes I'll have dreams that I'm having a panic attack and I'm like laying on the ground convulsing. And
<That's awful. laughs>
I'm like, yeah, it really sucks because it feels real. Ooh. Even though I'm not panicking in real life, in my dream I'll be panicking. I wake up, I'm like, what was that about?
Panic simulator.
Yeah. Panic simulator. It's not fun. And I'll ask my mom, like, am I okay? And she's like, nah, you're dead, boy.
You're gonna die. No. Oh, that's
one time I had a dream that I was bit by a venomous snake and they were driving me to the hospital and I said, am I gonna survive?
I've had those dreams too, and they're like lollygag and take the long way across town.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah,
in my
Colton,
dream.
You've had a dream like that too, right?
I'm pretty sure I have. I don't remember it, though, because I didn't write it down.
And in those dreams, I always do something stupid, like jump over the rattlesnake.
Yeah, like, let's go to Walmart first before we go get the anti-venom.
Exactly.
You know, we got to have bread. It's important stuff. Oh, gosh. Well, I guess I could... I have several dreams in my notes that I have. The first one that popped up was a dream where I didn't have a passport, so... And I wanted to get to Australia, so instead of taking a plane, which I couldn't do because I didn't have a passport, I decided to drive to Australia.
Oh, that was interesting.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah, I don't know how that went, but I just remember driving in circles around Australia, and it was like this tiny little island. But a more interesting one would probably
be... It's not as big as they would have you believe on TV.
It's all just a conspiracy. Oh, shoot. Let me find...
when most of it was on fire, it was like a bonfire.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of harsh.
That is. Oh, gosh. Shoot. I wish I could find... There's so many dreams I have, but they're all so long. Let's see. Okay, this one looks... It ends with something about we'll never know what traumatic things we did. Okay, so
I'm
going to read this one.
Let's go with that.
Now, keep in mind I don't remember these because I write them down and kind of forget them, so let's see what happens. There was a pool of water around someone's house. They had great importance, but I think they had forgotten. The people did. I drove by and saw small magical creatures roaming around their pool of water that their house on stilts was resting in. I went and caught some of them and offered to trade them to the residents because they were hard to catch. I was offered one glass beef from one of the kids for one of the creatures I had captured.
Wait, what is that?
You could write a book, dude.
What is a glass bee?
I don't know.
Is it a glass of bees or is it just a
I think
a
it was
glass
one
bee.
Glass bee. Like,
wow. Well, like you do have beehives.
A honeybee, yeah. And I don't remember exactly what the creatures looked like, but
I think they were
tiny dinosaurs.
Oh. Whoa.
Magical dinosaurs. Okay. I was offered one glass bee from one of the kids for one of the creatures I had captured, and the other kid offered me four glass bees for the other creature. I didn't know what a glass bee was. Oh. Well. So I didn't know what it was.
So they just said, like, we'll give you a glass bee.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
But he pointed towards the house, and there was one poking its head out from under the light socket that was inside of the house. Okay.
A glass bee?
Oh, my God. The bee was about 4 inches tall, and it looked to be made of ceramic. It was a roundish, cartoonish-looking bee. Now, this house had a high concentration of magic. There were tiny 4-inch dinosaurs running around everywhere. Okay,
oh, so
that's where the dinosaurs came.
So yeah,
the magical creatures were something totally different. Okay, there were tiny 4-inch dinosaurs running around everywhere, along with fish with legs.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
These were the creatures I had traded for the glass bees.
Oh, the fish with legs
are the magical creatures.
Cool.
Okay. Okay, this is exciting because I don't know what's going to happen. Okay. As I went to trade, there was a flashback scene to when I was little. I remembered that I had recorded audio for Disney that was very present in Disney movies nowadays. Something along the lines of, "Here we go," that Peter Pan yells in older Disney previews. I remembered being at a playground. There were a bunch of kids, and we had all forgotten about each other. But as we began to regain our memory, we discovered that we were once very important people, but we seemed to have forgotten it as we got older. It was also as if we had gotten our memory wiped. As we began to regain memory, we went into the attic of the magical house. We went over to the spot on the far left side of the attic. We moved some things around out of the way, and the spot had not been used for a long time. And there were pictures and a couch in the spot. Okay, so there was like this spot with pictures and a couch all piled up on.
So like a little little sitting area.
Yeah, as in this attic, from what I can remember.
Okay.
And okay, then after we got the stuff out of the way, we sat down on the couch. We were transported to another place.
Oh.
Like a large area with huge chairs, and in front of it was a long stretch of road with big buildings on either side.
Of course there was.
Okay, so I guess it was a teleporting couch that transported to a land of giants or something. I don't know. This is complex. Yeah, I don't know.
Seriously,
what.
Seriously, dude, you should write a book.
I don't know what I'd eaten that night, but it was something that was making my brain just go nuts. Okay, when we arrived, we started to remember our past. We were once giant creatures, magical creatures that fought evil creatures.
Wow.
And our consciences began to grow heavy as we could remember vague memories of what we had done. And it wasn't good. It turns out that the audio Disney had recorded of me was me fighting, and the fighting was traumatizing enough that our parents didn't want us to remember it. So our memories faded away as we got older, or they were wiped. Now we remember that we had once been giant magical creatures, basically titans from the show Attack on Titans, fighting threats of the magical world. And we were scared that when we transformed back into normal people, we would accidentally crush the buildings that were on the side of the long road. So we had people watching us patrol the area to make sure we didn't hit anything. And I ended it by saying, we may never know exactly what terrible traumatic things we did back when we were magical creatures. And who knows, we may not want to. After all, we had forgotten for a reason.
Oh, my.
That's heavy, deep. Dude.
I don't know what I had eaten, but it was like some bad
tuna
like or something.
That's like a whole story. Yeah, though. That's like you could write a fictional book on that.
Oh, that was...
A novel.
That was very, like... I remember some of it, because I remember the house on stilts being on the side of the road in the middle of, like, a neighborhood. And it was... It was basically like a tiny tree house, but it was in a pond of water.
Huh.
For some reason, there were glass bees, legged fish, and dinosaurs running around.
Darwin, legged fish.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was fairly recently. Like, I was in this house, and I've only been in this house for like a year. I think it was about 3 months ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so
can't beat that, man.
Whatever you had, I want some of it, I can...
That might have been where I started experimenting with things to make me dream more.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Like what, Colton?
Like milk.
Oh! Warm milk.
Yeah.
Low fat.
I drank some milk, and I, that might have been when I was trying to lucid dream, too, which I never got to. I'm still trying. Like, I'll do the little, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with my fingers.
Yeah.
Probably, like, every other day or so. I need to get better at doing it consistently, but...
Yeah, I always forget to do it.
Man, I don't... You guys got any more dreams?
I can tell you some from my memory, or I can look on my phone, see if I have any written down. All right, so my dream I have... This actually is kind of bad because my phone in my pocket has altered this text.
It's altered the text?
Yeah, see, like me texting accidentally in my pocket
has
altered it. But I can try to read it to you the best I can.
All right.
I don't remember this dream, so it should be interesting for me as well. So I'm herping with Greg, which is the turtle guy we're friends with that helps us find alligator snapping turtles in real life. But we're walking down a dirt road looking for snakes and end up catching a Clark eye. Okay, I know what that is. That's a Clark eye is a mangrove salt marsh snake, so that's a real thing. We start road cruising and we go down a certain road looking for turtles. When we turn around, Greg reveals that he has a milk snake crossing the road. He's seen a milk snake crossing the road just minutes ago. He didn't say anything, though, because he's only interested in turtles.
That sounds about right. And Greg's just like,
yeah,
well, that's just a snake.
I was a little mad. We drove down the roads into a cul-de-sac where we crossed someone's yard. Oh, we got out and crossed someone's yard in order to get to the habitat on the other side. When we start crossing, someone yells at us and comes out of the house. He was holding some kind of party with a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. The other people came out with him, and he announces he's going to call the... I assume that means call the cops. I typed a bunch of random gibberish. Call the cops. Greg and myself explain that even though we have on orange vests, we aren't hunting. We don't mean any harm or disrespect. We only want to find snakes. The other people in the group were somewhat laughing it off. However, this one guy was a bit of, I don't know what that says. It says he was not letting it go. He was angry and claimed that he had us on video. He had video footage of us trespassing on his land. The house was very nice and the yard looked perfect. So this guy was probably rich and snobby.
Oh.
We tried talking some sense into him, but once, that's a lot of gibberish. Well, that's when in the distance we hear the cops pull up within a minute or so and somewhat, what? a somewhat arrogant police officer jumps out of his car aiming two abnormally small golden pistols at us.
Very specific.
Yeah. The yard full of people, pistols at us in the yard full of people. He shoots one of his pistols and nothing,
Wait, did like a little flag go out there? Bang!
How recently was this dream?
I don't know. It was somewhat recently.
Yeah, I think I kind of remember you telling it to me.
Nothing. one of his pistols at nothing. He shoots one of his pistols at nothing in particular to show his authority and announces that he is almost out of ammo.
Oh.
I don't know why you would do that.
That is a terrible move.
So we shouldn't make him shoot. But then,
that's not logic.
He then takes...
Don't you dare run because I'm almost out of ammo and I don't want to waste it on the likes of you.
Yeah, basically. So he then takes one of the tiny pistols and sticks one in his mouth. Oh,
oh my God.
We hear a loud pow.
Oh, gosh. Oh
my. And he pulls it out of his cheek to reveal that he's so tough that the bullets don't even hurt him. Wow, this is a cocky cop. He takes the pistol and passes it against part of his body. Well, he does the same thing again and then walks up to me and Greg and makes us do the same. So everyone could see that he could tell if we were drunk or something like that. I can't read this gibberish.
He's got to be out of ammo at this point.
Yeah, the policeman says, "Now, play the piano." As he wiggles his fingers in the air, like, he's like, "Now do this." And he's like, wiggle. And he makes us do little duck faces with his hands.
Oh,
wait, no, he makes little duck faces with his hands and presses them together, then like they're kissing, and gets faster and faster until it's just ridiculous. He's moving so fast that we can't keep up with it. But he can tell we're not drunk, so we are off the hook at last. Wow.
That's great.
Oh, I forgot about that. I don't know how.
Okay, so weird. I want to figure out where this dream came from, because I think I know, if I'm not mistaken, if you didn't have this dream too long ago, then I know that Greg has been in town lately. That's probably why he was in it. But we were also talking about that it's technically not illegal to trespass in Georgia unless there's a no trespassing sign.
Yeah.
Or somebody has told you not to trespass.
Well, dude, it hasn't been since we were together, so it would have been the time before that when he came.
Oh, my
gosh. A long time ago.
So okay,
we probably talked about trespassing at some point.
We probably have, because we were on, we were walking around the woods probably talking about it. But I also know that we watched a YouTube video at your house about a guy with a golden pistol. Do you
really
think that? Yeah, it was Demolition Ranch. He was showing a guy a golden pistol.
Hmm.
I was wondering if that was either that or you were foreseeing the future or something, because like we
weird.
Talked about after this dream, if that dream was before all this, we saw a golden pistol since then. We've talked about trespassing since then. And
yeah.
And there's one more thing. Greg was in town since then.
Any milk snakes, though?
The prophecy. It's, the milk snakes are coming next.
Well, I think the golden pistol was like, that part I remember. I remember telling you, Clay, about the golden pistols and the duck faces and the
kids. Yeah, I kind of remember this.
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
It's been a
few months ago.
Yeah, at least like a month or so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, then that hasn't been recently.
Yeah, so. I think the golden pistols were like, if you've watched the Men in Black, I think it was like the noisy cricket or something. The little tiny gun.
Huh.
I don't know. But he put it in his mouth. He's like, pow. Oh. That's how tough I am, man. I'm almost out of ammo, so don't provoke me.
And then he did, but he crossed it across his body and then did the same thing in the other cheek, didn't he?
I think so.
So, pow, pow, that's two more bullets gone.
He wasn't a very smart cop.
He wasn't. He was just really cocky.
I'm going to see if I can...
Play the piano.
Play the piano, man.
I'm going to see if I can find a short dream that I could tell, because most of my dreams are either too short to make sense or too long to read in this episode, because I've already read a super long dream. Okay, let's try this one. Okay, we were at the train tracks near our hometown making a Facebook Marketplace trade. I was selling a girl a foam SpongeBob figure.
Oh, like you do.
She couldn't decide whether she wanted to buy it or not.
Those are worth more than a glass B.
Yeah, more than a glass B. So she couldn't decide whether she wanted it or not. So it was taking so long that Anakin Skywalker showed up and he decided to trick her into buying it with a pair of shoes.
Oh.
I think I told y'all about this one a while back.
Yeah, you did.
So basically, I think what he did is he put the shoes on her feet and said, "Ha, they're on your feet now. You have to buy the SpongeBob."
Very clever trick.
I don't know how that worked, but it did, and she bought it. So it was a short dream. That's all I can remember. I just remember we're on train tracks for some reason, and I don't know why. I guess that's where you do all the all the shady Facebook Marketplace trades.
You don't even need to use the force. You just get a pair of shoes.
Just get a pair of shoes.
We can do that in real life. Just put them on someone's feet.
I've got another dream. Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got another dream from way back when. This is 7/11/19. So this was last year, and it's been a while. So, oops, oh, I'm chiping gibberish.
You're chiping gibberish.
I'm chiping gibberish.
Hey, Ma.
All right, so I'm at some kind of mountain camp with, I remember this dream too, where retired veterans go to train. So it's like this big open field. There's a mountain, a huge mountain, and you have to climb the mountain. And there were generals and commanders in all different rankings, and most of them were elderly because, of course, they're retired. So the host of the event was none other than Stan Lee.
Mm.
I think this was back when Stan Lee had recently passed away.
Hmm.
So Stan Lee was also a general, and he'd begun to look more and more like a drill sergeant as the camp took place. If for any of who might not know, Stan Lee is the creator of Marvel. Just
like if
just
you've been living under a rock for the past 75 years. So, oh, wait, no, he was like 90. Past 90 years.
So Stan Lee is a drill sergeant, and he tells me to follow him out into the middle of the field. So he stands with a megaphone and calls out to the other retired soldiers to get on their golf carts. And the drill sergeant, Stan Lee, and the others participated in some sort of golf cart race.
Get on your golf cart, you filthy maggot!
Yeah!
Because, you know, they have golf carts in the military.
Exactly, the military golf carts. So the race goes up the mountain, and it was rocky and mostly bare, like one you'd see out in California or somewhere. It was mostly a desert, open desert-like field. All was going well when a loud noise shook the ground. We turned around to see a Star Destroyer in the sky behind us, and it fired at a different mountain that was in the distance behind us. To my amazement, the mountain crumbled before my eyes, and the golf carts from that mountain came racing toward us to escape the shockwave of the blast of the falling mountain. Then I heard another blast and turned around to look at the mountain with the golf cart race. This mountain was falling too. I could see the top was blown off, and there was lava inside. I looked at the looming Star Destroyer and saw it fire another laser cannon blast. As the golf carts fled the mountain and rushed across the desert toward us, their mountain crumbled, causing a huge shockwave that shook the ground and threatened to engulf the golf carts. Most of them narrowly escaped, and the shockwave caused such a rumble that me and General Stan Lee had to grab hold of one another to stay standing. I looked back to the sky behind me and realized the Star Destroyer was beginning to circle and charge its next cannon. When the mountain crumbled, they didn't just fall. They somewhat dissolved into pixels, and I didn't want that to happen to us.
seems reasonable.
Yeah. So we left on the golf cart to find a safe place, but now my friends... Find a safe place, but now my friends are with me. Min Ho... from The Maze Runner. The Asian guy on The Maze Runner was there, and probably Thomas, along with a few other familiar faces that I don't recognize anymore. Now that I'm out of the dream.
Oh.
We rushed into the woods to escape the ever-present Star Destroyer that was looming above our heads. We came out of the woods at the football field near where we live, and we came out of the woods and the football field where we quickly took cover. I'm so sorry, I can't speak. Underneath the bleachers... we hid there and watched above the tree line as we discussed just how big the Star Destroyer was. We sat and waited for a few minutes, but it felt like forever. Nevertheless, it didn't take long to spot the Imperial Star Destroyer sailing into view above the trees. The sky was beautifully blue. I remember this very detailed as well. With scattered clouds, it was a beautiful day to go be chased by a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
We hid until we lost sight of the destroyer. That's when we left the safety of the bleachers to scan the horizon. If it didn't take long before someone spotted it. Oh, it didn't take long until someone spotted it and it saw us. I remember when I was staring up at the clouds, by the way, this little side note. I was staring up at the clouds and I remember I started to wake up because I realized I was dreaming. So I was lucid for a minute. But I started to wake up because I got excited and I wanted to see what was going to happen. So I like forced myself to be unconscious again. I remember it.
I hate when you just like you get lucid for just a second and then you're immediately ripped out of the dream.
Yeah. So that's when we left the safety of the bleachers to scan the horizon. it didn't take long before someone spotted it, and the Star Destroyer spotted us, and it was now flying lower and charging another cannon for another mountain-shaking blast.
Ooh.
So was it firing directly down?
It was firing, like, at us.
Is that... Oh, okay. Is that... Did that cause the mountain to dissolve, or is
Yeah,
that...
yeah. It was shooting at the mountains.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it blew at the top into pixels, and the lava came out. We ran around the football field trying to predict its movements, but when it would fire, it shot its laser cannon at Min-Ho, who dodged it by going into a sweet round-off backflip.
Oh, yeah. Min-Ho is
the bomb. Yeah. I continued to run when I saw the next large blaster charging. It fired at me this time, and I sprinted as fast as I could to escape the ground-shattering blast that was about to hit me. I jumped with everything I had at the last moment, right as the cannon bolt hit the ground and exploded, launching me forward and into the air. I hit the ground and narrowly escaped unscathed. My friends and I knew we couldn't just hide out in the open, so we took off across the recreation complex to hide in my Nina's house.
That's safe.
Looking back, I could see that the Star Destroyer was now flying lower than ever, and how there was a possibility that it could land. We hid in the house and waited for something to happen. And I remember exactly where I hid, too. I remember the stream very well, actually. I hid behind the island in her kitchen and with a stove. We sat there with blasters hiding, and we waited. Soon, the Rat Man from the Maze Runner appeared. Jansen.
Wait, the Rat Man. Oh, yeah, Jansen. Yeah, from the book.
Yeah. It was him that was commanding the Star Destroyer, and he led his troops with him. They busted in the room and started firing at us. The team took cover, and I ducked behind the stove island in the middle of the kitchen. We had our own blasters, and we fired back, but it was hard to get any shots in because the Rat Man had a heavy rapid-fire laser Gatling gun that he lugged around. I knew he was taking out my team. I could hear my friends being fired upon, and there wasn't much I could do. I returned a shot at the Rat Man, but then he focused his fire on me. I ducked back behind and heard the laser bolts rapidly pounding the tiles on the floor around me as I hid behind the island. I heard him say something like, "I have you now," as he continued to fire until he was somehow hitting me from the other side of the room.
That's not...
Which is not physics, but he was hitting me in the back. My back was getting peppered with laser bolts, and I couldn't take much more. The Rat Man was laughing maniacally, and my friends were getting shot, so I had to make a move. With the last bit of energy I could muster, I crawled from behind the island just enough to get in another shot at the Rat Man. He turned his Gatling towards me and prepared to blow my face off, basically.
Oh, gosh.
Then the unexpected happened. One of my friends came out from their hiding place at the other side of the kitchen and shot the Rat Man, who came falling forward onto the floor. The laser fire began to ring out loud again, but the Rat Man was just now crumpled over right in front of where I was struggling to crawl on the floor. With the last surge of energy I had, I took the opportunity to raise my fist and drove it down into the Rat Man's head for a finishing blow. I yelled out and drove a clean hammer fist right into the back of his head, and that's when I woke up.
Oh. Well, that's either very satisfying or not satisfying at all.
Yeah,
did you
I was
hit
dying.
Him first?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great.
Basically, I hit him as I woke up, and if I'm not mistaken, I was hitting a pillow, but I don't remember.
Yeah, and you were screaming when you woke up.
Right? Yeah.
That happened.
It was
sometimes.
A very intense dream.
I'll just be sitting, or I'll be laying on the couch sleeping. This happened not too long ago, and I mean, like, I guess everyone does this from time to time, but I was just laying there, and I hear, "Ah!"
Yeah,
and I woke up from it, and I was all dizzy. I was like, "Oh wait, he's hitting someone again."
It happens. And I'm not a violent person, y'all,
yeah,
but it happens a lot for me. I have dreams that I'm fighting, like in a movie or something, and I'm going to punch someone, and I'll punch the wall.
The only time I ever do that is when I'm almost asleep, and I dream that it's not even like a dream. It's like a. I don't know. I wouldn't call it a daydream, but I wouldn't call it a dream either. It's like in between. And I kick somebody, and I end up kicking out from the bed.
Like when you're falling asleep.
Yeah.
But I never actually, I don't think I've ever sat up and punched something.
I have, dude. I've kicked Clay in the head before.
Yeah.
Ow.
In my sleep.
It's okay. And we're up at 42 minutes. We're probably going to be shorter once I trim it down a little bit. But I think we'll go ahead and end the episode here. Thank you for listening, and be sure to, if you're on Anchor, like us or follow us, whatever you can do on Anchor. I don't know how it works.
Just make sure you're connected.
Yeah, just make sure you know when we post. And we will talk at you guys later. Bye.
What's up with that? Trademark.